So this is the oral stage, first stage from the birth to the age of 1 year. The second is the anal stage. Anal is to do with anus, the excretory organ of your body. And from the age of 1 to 3, the child goes through this anal stage according to Sigmund Freud. Liberal energy is focused on anal region. Harsh and repressive toilet training results in anal retentive personalities with traits of orderliness, cleanliness, etc. We all know that when we grow up, we are taught what are called as potty manners. A small child, an infant will be going around on the floor and he will do his toilet there. It's a very spontaneous ejection of waste material. But the same person is taught, because of social reasons, don't do this. So we train the child into potty manners. Now, how to train the child in a potty manner is an art. Now, what the slide says, if you are harsh with the child, if you guys start getting disgusted, you scold the child because he has messed up the floor, then the child is likely to develop either too orderly in life because he's scared about getting reprimanded, or he'll say, hell with it, I'll do whatever I want to do. And this can create biological disorders of retention in the intestine and also the anal region. Very deep it is. There are so many things I can discuss. This time is the only issue right here. In this particular theory, there's so much it talks about you and me. The way you do what you do, the behaviors which you're displaying today as an adult has got a lot to do with these stages through which you have developed. If the development has not been proper, inverted commas, then you carry some of those in the present age. You know, we all seen the movie Piku, Amitabh Bachchan's. They show him at the old age, how he goes through constipation and stuff like that, right? I'm not commenting about the movie. I'm talking about that type of a personality is one which must have gone through these things in life. Which might have gone through these things in life. Somewhere an incompletion of transition. Okay? Other side results in anal aggressive personality with traits of disorderliness. I told you this, either the person becomes too controlled in cleanliness, control freak in cleanliness, or he becomes disorderly to the core when there is a harshness of transition given to him. Don't mess around the floor, sit at the potty. If you keep on pushing it very hard to the child, it may become like this. Not all become like that. Please let it be very clear to all of you. Not all are like that. But it may affect the child's further personality growth. That's what is a contention. Okay, let's take it further. Phallic stage. Phallus is the part of the region around your thighs in the genital area. So from the age of 3 to 4, it focuses on the psychosexual development. You must be wondering, sexual development takes place at puberty, at the age of 15, 16. That's the time when your body organs start going through transformation. Females develop breasts and, you know, all sorts of, you know, pubic hair and all that. And guys also have, you know, their voice cracks and they become a child and an adult. Now, this is what you must be thinking. But according to Sigmund Freud, this happens at the age of 3 to 4 itself. It focuses on sexual, psychosexual development, and the children identify themselves with the parents of the same sex. The children identify themselves with the parents of the same sex. A daughter will look at her mother, she identifies and compares. The son will look at his father and identifies and compares. And the conflict comes in the child of loving and hating parents at the same time. They are in a confused state because somewhere the development is taking place psychosexually. They do not know what is sexual thing. They do not know, but there is something that is stirring them. So either they get too attached to the parents of the same sex, the daughter gets attached to mother, or the son gets attached to the father, or they start hating them. Now, this is a very complex area of transformation. Here again, the nurturers play a role. If conflict is unresolved, it leads to anxiety and guilt. It leads to anxiety and guilt. A lot of crimes, sex crimes that take place, it is said. Some of you listening to me, maybe psychoanalysts, maybe in the field of psychiatry, maybe in counseling, you must be knowing better than me. They say that one of the things is because they are incomplete with this particular development. Something at that age. 3 to 4 years is what Sigmund Freud talked about. It could be maybe 5 years, a little more, around that time. When you're too much of a small kid. When you're watching things. Right? Next comes a latency stage from the age of 4 to 6. It focuses on social knowledge and skills. Trying to understand things around. Asking questions. Why we do this? Why should you pour the tea this way? Why should you cut the apple? Can I not eat it directly? Okay. And the skills of, you know, cycling, writing, reading, etc. Children develop interest in social relations and classmates. They get friend zone. They have fights. Again, they patch up. Understanding the basics of environment. So they become more environmentally conscious. This is latency stage. Then we come to the genital stage. It's to do with the genital organs of the body. From adolescence to adult. Adolescence is about, say, 13, 14, when you attain puberty, when you become an adolescent, when your sexual organs start getting activated, okay? And then till the stage, you become an adult. So from the age of, say, 13, 14, let's say to the age of 20, 22 or so, the sexual interest re-emerges. Why do we say re-emerges? It means at age of 3, which we talked about earlier, slowly that thing starts showing in, it starts manifest, it starts getting a meaningfulness. And there are changes inside you, physical changes, psychological changes happen, and you start getting attracted to the opposite sex. It's very normal, and one should not repress it, one should not go overboard on that. It's very important to understand that opposites always attract. And this is something that gets carried on throughout your life. So it's not about age, it's not about society or something. It's primordial. It is there in every human being, whether you are a very, very wealthy person or whether you are a person who is living at the lowest level of strata of society. It is there as human beings. All of us have this thing. We go through the stages. Understanding this is very important. And understanding how to complete it and transit to the next personality is a skill. The person has been nurtured to go to the next level. Opposites attract. How do you handle the attraction? That's a skill. A man gets attracted to a woman. Yes, perfect. Nothing wrong about it. And vice versa. How do you handle it? Socially, compatibly, how do you handle it is a skill that one needs to develop. One can't be animalistic. We are living in a society wherein we are socially interactive with each other. And we have to keep the society preserved. So that's where the understanding becomes a very good input for us to know who is where. And thereby manage them. Now we talk about next model, which is called as Erikson's stages. Erikson felt social issues are more important in development of a personality and human relations. Sigmund Freud talks about the brain, the psychological factors inside. Erikson talks about outside social factors. Individual faces psychosocial crisis at each stage of personality development. He focused on what is a type of psychosocial crisis which people face. When I'm putting a child in a new environment like a classroom, we have all gone through kindergarten and first standard. First day in the classroom, it's a different social situation compared to home. And there's a likelihood that the child will get psychologically affected either positively or negatively to accept or reject the classroom. That could happen. Crisis should be aptly resolved to have a normal and fulfilling personality. If a child is going to the kindergarten first day and the child is screaming and shouting and getting very hyper about it, the mother need not reprimand the child, need not pull the child out of the school, but could actually start understanding how to ensure that the psycho-sociological adjustment take place. That needs nurturing. I'm sure many mothers do it. I'm not a counselor in that area, but definitely that needs to be done. It's a type of taking them through baby steps and taking them ahead, making them feel comfortable. Because I have come across people who have had some sort of a psychosocial impact on their first day in the classroom way back in the kindergarten. Now they are somewhere at 10th or something and they're still not adjusted to classroom. Either they are not social with the people around the classmates and they're very brilliant people who are performing, or they become destructive, they hate school and college. Erickson proposed 8 stages of personality development, 8 different stages he was talking about, right? Infancy stage, first one, up to 1 year. Success brings affection and gratification. Failure brings abuse, isolation and deprivation. Up to the age of 1, the child hardly can do anything. But according to Erickson, the child's psychology adapts to the sociology in the infancy stage. How? An infant picks up something and gives it to the uncle or whoever talking, and the person appreciates, the child starts getting attached to that uncle or aunt or the brother or the sister or the mom or dad or grandfather, anybody, up to the age of 1. So accepting the child creates affection with the person, psychosociological. Failure, if you don't accept, the child grins at you, toothless grin with the infant does, and you don't grin back, there's a likelihood that the infancy stage impact would be, he will not look at you further. This may sound bombastic for some of us, we may reject this, but this is a study done and there have been backup papers for that. One has to look into it. Next comes the early childhood from the age of 1 to 3 years. Success makes child view self as own person. Failure results in inadequacy, doubting oneself. From the age of 1 to 3, the child starts toddling, picks up something, scrawls something on the wall or the floor. And when the encouragement is given, the child starts feeling his individuality developing. He feels nice about himself. Whereas if somebody abuses a child or reprimands a child, the child will start feeling, oh, I'm not doing a right thing. It starts getting into self-doubt. Taking it further, play age. From the age of 4 to 5, success makes individual initiative, imitative and imaginative. Vice versa occurs for failure. The child is playing some game. And while you're playing the game, it doesn't hit the goal or it doesn't hit the ball. And then we reprimand. Hey, how foolish you can be, somebody says. The child may withdraw and he may start attracting failure and not go towards success. So encouragement is a watchword. Keep on encouraging the child. Don't look at the results, but look at the development. During the development stage, there are no results. There is only process of development. One should understand this at all walks of life. At all walks of life. I know managers in organizations, a development of a project is going on and they are asking for targets and demand certain milestones all the time. Milestones and targets are important, but all the time if you do that, the developmental energy, the encouragement that you require when you're going through a transition is lost. Okay? School age, age of 6 to 11. Success makes child industrious, hardworking, scholastic, loving the academic subjects and scoring well, socially competent. Okay? Failure causes inferiority complex, poor work culture, avoids competition. Now all this the child is experiencing, but the environment has to support it, right? Next comes puberty and adolescence. When the child is growing from a child to adolescent stage, age of 12 to 20, success makes individual identify with egos, failure leads to role confusion. Very tender age. When the boys and girls in your home is reaching this age, you have to be a friend, at the same time you have to nurture, at the same time you have to learn to guide them properly. Very tricky age. Otherwise things can go wrong. They are getting in touch with the sexuality of their life. And that's a time one has to be very, very careful in handling them. It's a skill. You can't be overpowering and over-nurturing. Neither can you be indifferent and leave them alone. It's a combination. That's why we say parenthood is not easy. Becoming a father or a mother is easy, but becoming a parent is different. These two are two different roles. Biologically, you can become a father and mother when you get a child. Being a parent requires certain skills of making your child grow through these stages. Okay? Young adulthood. From 20 to 24 years, success makes individual develop capacity to commit. A youngster, some of the students who are listening to me right now, you may be in this age group. Now, what is my role? If I am your nurturer, if I am your faculty, I need to push you. Encourage you to perform something. So if I keep encouraging you, I'm giving you a scope and environment to commit in life. Today I'm very sorry to say, people are not very committed to goals. They play it by the day, they play it by the week and a month, and they are just moving around. There is no commitment towards the goal because the adulthood has not been properly nurtured. And so people are going to the next one. There is a failure in many cases, I am noticing. They are into isolation. Isolation is seen in the way you are overindulging in social media. I am not elaborating it right now, all of you know. Social media by itself is not bad, but many people are spending huge amount of time on the social media and thereby isolating real friends and actually having real interaction sitting across the table. I don't need to elaborate, there are enough of messages and postings coming in Facebook and WhatsApp. All of us are going through that and we know what I'm talking. Middle adulthood is the next stage which Erikson talks about, from the age of 25 to 65 years. Success makes individual productive and creative. Success means he has to achieve a milestone, a real success. If he fails, then he feels hopeless and personal impoverishment, which means he feels personally I'm poor, I don't have skills, I'm no good. Now he may or may not achieve through his own efforts, but if I am his mentor, I am his nurturer, I am his boss, then if I want him to grow, I need to keep the nurturing going on. So this happens for majority part of your life, 25 to 65. Next comes late adulthood, post old age. Success makes individual develop integrity and appreciative. Failure leads to lack of faith and no meaning in life. You get cynical in old age beyond 65 if you have not been perceiving yourself as a successful person. See, there are two things. People around you perceive you as a success, and you perceiving yourself as a success. These are two different things. You have to feel that you are successful. On what? On a goal that you have set for your family. Now that's where your goal clarity should be clear. Like I know parents, the earlier generation who were my parents' age group, those parents had a very clear-cut goal. I am going to give values to my children. That's my goal. Now such people have given very good values to the children who have grown up today to become parents themselves, and they have a very peaceful old age. They said, I have done my bit. If the children are complaining that you have not made money, you have not bought a car, you have not bought a flat, that is the children's way of relating to their success. But these people are successful themselves. It's again to do with the self-concept I talked about some time back. Okay. Now all this is quite complex. A listener like you will have both the points of view. You will say, Venkat sir, how is this possible? Ultimately, money is also important in life. I am not disputing anything about reality. I am only giving you objective discussion about how one feels about oneself. Just as somebody feels X about me, I feel Y about him. Both of us have got our standpoints. We are talking about how we feel what we feel, why we do what we do. We are analyzing it. We are not getting judgmental. Okay? So that's it, and then we go to the next model, which is called as adult life stages. Levinson was the person who developed this, and he believed that there are stages of life we go through. He believes that life structure evolves through a relatively orderly sequence through adult years. Underline the word orderly. According to him, it goes stage by stage very orderly. In fact, in life, it's not orderly, it goes through a transition period. Okay? There's little variability in identified four stable periods. There is change during identified four transitional periods. So there is a stable period, there's a transition period, there's a stable period, again a transition, and so on. So within the stable period, not much of things change because you are into stable conditions, everything is predictable. But when you go through the transition, going to the next stage, that time things become very different. There's a lot of change that takes place, either by force or by willingness. The transitional periods he defined, they are ages which you need to keep intact. Don't change the ages for the purpose of your exams also. These are the ages that is given by the original researcher. Age 30 transition. Between the age of 28 to 33, individuals think of promotions, shift in lifestyles, developing new relations and networks. So all along in this particular stage, you are into that. The mid-life transition from 40 to 45, individuals prefer to change jobs, broaden relationships, set new goals and careers. Age of 50 to 55, individuals are content with achievement, prefer stability. Favor, if any favors, they try to make changes before end career. Late adults transition is from 60 to 65. Individuals try to make second career switch to convenient and tension-free jobs. This is post-retirement stage. Four stages he talked about. So there are four stages which you need to understand. Now we come to Hall's career stage model. Hall's career stage model again is something similar. The first stage he calls it as exploration from the age of 15 to 25. Searching for identity, role tryouts, different jobs, unstable and less productive. At this age, we are going through experimentation of our life, trying to discover what we can do, what we are good at. Next comes establishment. Once we pass this stage, we are settling down, establishing ourselves. Age of 25 to 45, settling down, need for intimacy. I need a partner, I need some girlfriend, boyfriend. I want to settle down, become a married partner, growing in productive period. That's the time I start building up my life, buying a house, having children, etc. Maintenance. Settle down and now I'm maintaining. Day to day, whatever I've earned, whatever I've done, I'm enjoying it. Level of, at the age of 45 to 65, level of into highly productive plateau, assumes paternalistic role of mentor. He becomes an advisor. He's there, he's done it all, seen it all, successful. And now he's maintaining and showing them, look, this is what I've done and this is what you all can do. Then comes the decline. After 65 years, need for integrity. I want to walk my talk. I want to be with my values of life. I must have lost some values because of my transition. I want to be with the values. So they suddenly you find them talking about values. Need to feel satisfied with life and career choices. Right? So the next model, the last one which we are covering, is called as immaturity to maturity approach. Developed by Chris Argyris, who proposed that human personality progresses along a continuum from immaturity to maturity. Now, what is immaturity? Immaturity means a person is not with the present situation. Remember this. Immaturity is nothing to do with somebody's immature behavior. We talk in common parlance. No. Immature person is one who's not with the reality of the situation and hence doesn't act upon the situation. Immaturity is a type of a process in which the person is not with the present situation and he doesn't address the situation as a consequence. Maturity, on the other hand, a person who's in the present situation and he knows how to handle it. What do we all think? As you grow older, you become more mature? Need not be. It is not about age. It is about how you relate to the present situation, by my definition. There could be a 10-year-old boy in a family who's more matured than his own father who's 45 years old. Because the father may not be in the present situation. He may be doing things which does not address present issues, present context. He may be doing things, he may be in a dream world of past or future, not in the present. That is the definition of maturity and immaturity. Personality depends upon individual's perception about self-concept, adaptation and adjustments. And dimensions change in degree from infant to adult stage. It changes through degree, just as we have spoken in the other models. Models do not predict specific behavior, but provides method of describing and measuring growth of an individual in the culture. It tells you in this particular stage, this person will go through these type of thing, might go through thing. It gives you indicative idea, which I find to be a very realistic model. Dimensions are based upon latent characteristics of the personality, characteristics which are built in. On that basis, the certain things are enunciated, certain things are put down. Okay? So, now we come to psychoanalytical theory. These are personality theories we are covering. Sigmund Freud concluded that the unconscious framework of the man motivates him. He dwelled a lot on the unconscious. There are three levels in which we are living. Conscious, I am speaking to you, this is conscious. Subconscious. It's creating the entire world around you is because of subconscious. And then we have got what is called as the unconscious when we are sleeping. So these three stages we go through. Sigmund Freud said that the unconscious framework of man motivates him. What is lying there? And the three aspects of human mind, he has put three different words, three different states of the human mind, which is very popular among people who have read psychology. ID. It is the unconscious part of the human. It deals with the biological needs of man. food, sleep, all this is a biological need of a person. So the id takes care of it on its own. It's a driving force for the thinking and behaving automatically. I would say it's an animal in you, which takes care of your needs. Man removes tension of unsatisfied biological needs by forming a mental image of objects which would satisfy the needs. The concept of id is related to imaginary world.